Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kanye is heading to Russia. Morgan Wallen's performance is condemned. And Disney's We Don't Talk About Bruno splashes onto the Hot 100. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, January 11th. That don't kill me,
can only make me stronger. Well, hope you're prepared for the weather, yay, because it won't be Coachella.
His strategic advisor Amir Sudan tells Billboard the artist is planning a trip to Moscow later this year, and he plans to meet with President Vladimir Putin, hold Sunday service performances as his first ever shows in Russia, and expand his business ventures into the country. Travel plans are currently in the works for spring or summer, depending on Ye's schedule. His associate states Russia is going to be a second home for Ye, and he will be spending a lot of time out there. Ye also plans to collaborate musically and raise the profile of local artists. Your boyfriend is a dork, make lovin'. Find out the billionaires and artists he plans to meet and venues planned for Sunday service. Hit billboard.com.
The Grand Ole Opry is facing major backlash following Ernest's debut. On January 8th, Morgan Wallen joined the singer-songwriter for a surprise performance of the pair's new collab, Flower Shops, prompting several artists and the Black Opry, an influential, fast-growing collective of Black country music artists and supporters, to speak out in disappointment that Wallen was allowed on stage at the Country Music Institution after a video surfaced of him using a racial slur in February 2021. Jason Isbell tweeted, "Last night, Opry, you had a choice. Either upset one guy and his team or break the hearts of a legion of aspiring Black country artists. You chose wrong, and I'm real sad for a lot of my friends today. Not surprised, though, just sad." The singer-guitarist continued in response to another user, "The thing that really upsets me is bigger than one person's words. It's the idea of a young Black artist walking into that venue and wondering if anybody is on their side. What a lot of us consider to be a grand old honor can be terrifying for some. Doesn't have to be that way." Meanwhile, singer-songwriter Joy Oladokun wrote, "Morgan Wallen's Thoughtless Redemption Tour is the nail in the coffin of me realizing these systems and this town is really not for us. I'ma keep making my little music in my attic. Y'all can listen if you want. I don't know that I'll do this work forever." And the Black Opry founder, Holly G, shared a letter written to the Grand Ole Opry's leadership asking for an explanation, which Yola, who's up for 2 Grammys this year, retweeted, calling the Opry's decision to let Wallen perform a dumpster fire. You go easy
on me. Now that Christmas songs have fallen, Adele's Easy On Me rebounds for an 8th week at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's now her 2nd longest leading song on the top of the chart, after Hello led 10 weeks from 2015 to 2016. And We Don't Talk About Bruno from Disney's Encanto has hit number 5 on the chart. We shouldn't talk about him.
But it was our wedding day.
We don't talk about Bruno.
The song is the highest ranking Disney song on the chart since Let It Go hit the same peak in 2014. Another Encanto track, Surface Pressure, is at number 14. Users on TikTok have been having a blast with both songs recreating their favorite moments.
When you call his name, it all fades to black.
That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.